Ellen G. White's attitude toward her work. 9. Was Ellen G. White a prophet? A messenger with a message? Some have stumbled over the fact that I said I did not claim to be a prophet. 2. 1904, in which she said, I do not claim to be a prophetess. And they have asked, why is this? I have had no claims to make, only that I am instructed that I am the Lord's messenger, that he called me in my youth to be his messenger, to receive his word, and to give a clear and decided message in the name of the Lord Jesus. Early in my youth, I was asked several times, are you a prophet? I have ever responded, I am the Lord's messenger. I know that many have called me a prophet, but I have made no claim to this title. My Savior declared me to be his messenger. Why have I not claimed to be a prophet? Because in these days, many who boldly claim that they are prophets are a reproach to the cause of Christ. And because my work includes much more than the word prophet signifies. In Selected Messages 1, 31-32, W.C. White's statement regarding E.G. White's work. As regards mother's being a prophetess, there is no doubt in her mind or the mind of any of her family or helpers, but that she is a prophet of the Lord. But mother takes the same position regarding this matter as did John the Baptist. Please read the first chapter of the Gospel of John, verses 19 to 23, and you will observe that John, in his modesty, said he was not Elias nor that prophet. He said, I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. But we learn from the words of Christ that John was the Elias and a prophet. Mother says of her work, I do not care to be called a prophet. I am a messenger with a message. But she has never said that she was not a prophet.